The Middle East conflict has raged on for generations, frustrating legions of mediators and diplomats. How could one person make a difference? Gregory Levy tried and titled the book about his effort, How to Make Peace in the Middle East in 6 months or Less Without Leaving Your Apartment. Levy is an unlikely peacemaker. The Canadian Jew, now a professor of communication at Toronto's Ryerson University, was a law student with no experience in diplomacy when he was hired in 2005 to write speeches for Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. He says the year he spent in the Middle East was a transforming experience.
When I got to Israel, I thought it was a very optimistic time. By the time I left, I became way more pessimistic. As I learned more and more about the conflict, I realized it's not just black and white. There's millions of shades of gray. It's very nuanced. As a result, I became a lot more cynical about anything moving forward for peace, unfortunately. I also grew tired of the extremists on the right and the left, the Israelis, the Palestinians, everyone just yelling at each other.
At that point, he says, he decided to stop the yelling by acting as a freelance diplomat, resolving the problem himself.
I went and spoke to people from all over the political spectrum, from really right-wing to pretty far left-wing, you know, Jewish paramilitary extremists, former advisor to Yasser Arafat and a former advisor to Prime Minister Netanyahu on the same day, actually. Former Mossad officers, I spoke to lobbyists, politicians, journalists. But besides them, I also spoke to a guy who thinks he's a superhero named Peaceman, and he wears a cape with a peace sign on it and has a castle and spends a lot of money trying to help the Middle East conflict. He's well-intentioned, just a little strange.
Levy discussed the issue with Jewish grandmothers and Palestinian shopkeepers. He recalls a visit to his street grocer who had a radio turned on.
The commercial ended and the news came on again, this time talking about international news, specifically the Middle East. A new spate of violence in the Middle East, the news reporter said. I considered this and wondered if it could even be thought of as news. Violence in the region was so expected and constant that he might as well have reported on the strong possibility of there being weather today, or said, this just in, our researchers have determined that you are listening to the radio. But obviously, this gave me a great bridge to political conversation with the grocer, and I pondered how best to proceed. Hey, I might say, you're from the Middle East. What do you think of the new spates of violence? How does it compare to the old spates of violence? They don't make spates like that anymore, huh? Huh?
Levy chronicles these experiences and conversations in How to Make Peace in the Middle East in 6 months or Less Without Leaving Your Apartment. In the course of his research, Levy found it was possible to at least work for peace without leaving his apartment by negotiating through the virtual reality of cyberspace, where the Middle East conflict seems to be alive and well.
I spoke to these people who claim to have witnessed an online suicide bombing, which doesn't even make sense to me, because there's a Second Life, which is this virtual world where there is now a virtual Israel and there are virtual Palestinians. They've sort of taken the conflict online, which is a bit bizarre to me because in real life, you know, land is limited. The conflict's about land. Second Life, land is unlimited, yet they're still fighting. So they managed to find a way to pull the conflict even there.
He says almost all his conversations about ending the conflict ended the same way.
A lot of people said that they have given up on it. And that's very sad. Something like 80% of the people I interviewed just don't even want to talk about it anymore. And these are people who are engaged in it. Yasser Arafat's former advisor said he was moving to Amsterdam. to me, just seeing this shared pessimism across the spectrum is eye-opening, because what hope do we have? Now, there's another 20%, I'd say, who are more optimistic. And even to see that optimism sometimes was surprising. These people who've been struggling with this conflict for years and years and years. And I struggle with it for a few years in my case and get frustrated. But these people keep going on and on, optimistic, forever. And that was also an interesting observation.
Levy remains a skeptic, but says it's important to cling to optimism and try to find a path to peace before it's too late.
I'm definitely not an expert. If there's anything, I feel like I know less now than when I started, because you see more complexity to the situation the more you delve into it. So I certainly don't have a plan. But, a best case scenario is that we can get to a two-state solution where both nations have rights and responsibilities before it's too late. In other words, before say there's a huge regional war which changes everything before the demographic situation makes it impossible for there to be a Jewish state in the Middle East, or before the facts on the ground from Israeli settlers in the West Bank make it impossible to have a Palestinian state. We need to get there. How we get there, I have no idea.
Although he could not make peace in the Middle East in 6 months without leaving his apartment, Gregory Levy is satisfied with his attempt. At least he tried, he says, and his voice was heard above all the yelling. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.